24th on Isle 7, the dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park, I approached very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my god, an ill reindeer. But then I was illing cause the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock had neared. So I turned my head a second and the man had gone. But he left his driver's wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the license and it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it cold, hundreds of cheese. Enough to buy a boat and match a car with ease. But I never steal from Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night.
But when I got home, my bug was under the tree with a letter from Santa. And the dough was for me!
Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese. And Santa puts gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes you hear are the rhymes of Daryl. But each and every year we buzz Christmas carols.
Yeah.
The spirit, Jack Frost chilling, the orcas out, and that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now, the place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with cheer. My name's DMC with the mic in hand, and I'm chilling cooler just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear, we want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Close enough. That sure was a good time.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, happy post-Christmas and pre-New Year, everybody.
Yes, yes, happy Christmas, everybody.
Not a whole lot going on around here.
Just Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
We stayed in this year.
Yeah.
And got drunk and made music videos.
Yeah, because normally we head out to the family's place, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, God, I feel like I'm beaten on the... on the same old worn-out drum, but
my mom moved to Australia, and so
yeah. So I didn't have my normal place to go for the holidays.
I normally go out, you know, with my parents, and either it's with just my parents or, you know, with the family, like the relatives,
Work with the homeless to feed old people.
Yeah. Well, I stopped that after they wanted my pants. Right. But this time we decided to chill, you know, and have our own just party and drink it up. Nobody going... you have a problem, you know, right. And all that shit. So
plus the driving sucks.
Like, yeah. And the weather's so shitty. So,
yeah. We stayed in, played some Wii,
played some Wii, drank a lot of beer and, ate some good food
and made music videos.
Yep.
Okay. So the other night, for no real reason, I decided to play Yakety Sax, also known as the Benny Hill theme. The one that goes...
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
You know, people play it over like fast motion videos all the time and it makes everything funny.
Yeah.
Well, I just played it for no reason and Aldi started running in place and couldn't stop.
She was drunk.
It was the best thing.
She just kind of dropped everything and went arms swinging
and she wouldn't stop.
Serious face.
Till the song was over. And the song was like 4 minutes long. So she's running in place in her seat. So just her arms moving.
Yep.
And she didn't stop for 4 minutes. So on Christmas, we played that again and made a little music video, which involved a lot of running in place.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And, Lip Gloss by Lil Mama.
Yep. Oh, man.
My lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. And what was the other one? Oh, Party Hard
by Andrew WK.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, it was fun.
We talked about maybe posting those videos to the forum, but
I'm going to ask the listeners if they want to see that.
Yeah, currently they're safely locked away on Facebook where you can't see them.
I'm kind of scared if people see what we look like when we're moving.
See how fat and jiggly I really am.
No. But
I think it's going to blow their minds.
If the people demand it, by God, I'll put it out.
Well, yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a demand.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. So, yeah, if people want to see the video or videos, we'll probably just put one out.
Right.
If people want to see it, we'll put it up. So let us know.
So other Christmassy things. I have a big boy job, so yeah. I had the day off.
Yeah.
and I had Christmas Eve off as well. I'm actually off until the 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of awesome.
Kyle's lucky.
Yeah. Orion and Aldi, unfortunately, had to work Christmas Eve.
Yes, we did. And we had to go through all that. What? You're out of this?
Yeah. Apparently, they were out of everything.
How could that possibly be?
And, of course, these are the same people that are there every year.
Every year.
Yeah. And this happens every year, and they're always caught off guard. Like, what? What the fuck?
What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Shit, I got to call some people. I got to make some calls. Yeah, it's just like Thanksgiving. It's retarded. But, there was this one guy I was leaving the day before Christmas Eve, and I got my coat on. I'm going to grab some beer and head home, and this Asian guy stops me, and I got my coat on, but he notices my name tag, and he's like, excuse me, can I ask you a question? You know, like real thick, you know, Asian accent. So I'm like, all right, I'm off the clock, but I'm a nice guy, you know.
Sure.
So I'm like, yeah, what can I help you with? And he's like, I'm looking for a Samuel Adams. I can't do it.
I'm looking for Samuel Adam.
Yeah. Samuel Adams beer. He's looking for this beer that I ultimately find. He's looking for this beer that warms his stomach.
Yeah, those are his words, right? Yeah. And looking for beer that warm your stomach.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was a joke. I'm like looking around.
Brandy?
But I'm like, yeah, that's the only booze I know of that really warms you up, you know?
Lighter fluid?
Lighter fluid, gasoline.
Sam Adams lighter fluid.
So my stupid ass walks over like I might have some idea. So we walk over.
Checking the labels?
I didn't want to look like a dick. So we walk over and I'm looking and he's like, it's around this time of year I drink, you know, I drink this.
I drink.
I got to get rid of the R's. So.
Right.
So I'm thinking winter lager, but I've had that and it didn't warm my stomach. It's good. Uh-huh. So I told him straight up, I'm not going to guess for you because it's against the law to return alcohol. So if you buy this and I'm wrong, you're pretty fucked, basically. Yeah, well. So I just told him, I don't know what to tell you, dude, but him and his girlfriend or sister or wife or
all
mom.
The same.
Yeah. I don't know. They just stood there in awe like, he don't know. And I'm just back and forth looking at him. And I don't know what to tell you guys. I got to get going, you know.
Right.
But if anybody out there knows of a Samuel Adams beer that warms your belly.
Could be useful for next year.
Yeah. Just in case.
I mean, everybody comes in every year and asks the same question. So
yeah, yeah.
He'll probably be back.
Yeah, that was the strangest thing that happened to me. Not a whole lot of, you know, out there bullshit. It's, you know, the typical everything. You're out of this. That was pretty much the gist of my Christmas working experience.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We actually, on Christmas Day, we went to Denny's because we're classy like that.
Yeah. And I was totally against that.
You are full of shit.
No. This is why, because I always feel bad.
I don't feel bad because they have to work either way. They might as well make some money because they make their money on tips. So they're going to be there whether we're there or not, you know, unless the whole world decides they're not going to Denny's, then they can be like, I guess we'll take the day off.
Yeah.
But they're going to be there either way. They might as well make some money. And I know that I tip better than like 75% of the people out there who are going to go.
Yeah.
So.
And I know that it's always tense. Like they don't want me to be there.
I don't think they care once they realize you're not an asshole. The thing is, a lot of people who, okay, here's the thing. We were in Denny's and everybody's pissed.
Yeah.
And everybody. Not like, actually not so much the workers. It's everybody who's there to eat is fucking pissed. And I don't get it. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, and that fucking group showed up, that family of like 10?
Yeah.
Eight to 10 people?
It could have been more than 10. It was a lot. It was a fuckload of people. And here's the thing. We went, and it was just the three of us. And I'm not complaining about people going to Denny's. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you going to Denny's on Christmas? It's open. Yeah. And we went, so what the fuck? The weird thing to me is to have your whole fucking family like come out like 10 people to Denny's on Christmas and be upset that you're not immediately seated. Where the fuck are they going to put you?
Even not on Christmas, yeah.
On any day, yeah. But it's especially weird because it's not like, I mean, this was a family with an older mom and dad and a bunch of kids, probably some cousins.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, really? Like, I guess I'm judging and I shouldn't be, but you guys don't cook?
I don't think, yeah. Like,
because I wouldn't have gone to Denny's if I was spending Christmas with my family, you know what I mean? Like, my mom wouldn't have been like, let's all go out to Denny's.
Exactly, yeah. Most of the people that showed up were probably by themselves.
Right.
Or with one other person.
Like, there was
us.
Another young couple, probably actually in high school or something, yeah. that I saw there. And there was an older couple. It was just a man and a woman. You know, it's little pairings like that that make sense to me to show up.
Yeah.
But a whole fucking family get, like, maybe we discussed this. Maybe what happened is they showed up to Meijer on Christmas Eve. They're like, do you have whipping cream? You're out of whipping cream. Christmas is ruined. So
we have to go to Denny's.
Yep. Kids, pack up the van.
Yep. But it's bullshit because, yeah, they sat there waiting and they're not thinking logically. It's Christmas Day. They're going to be limitedly staffed and you got like 10 people.
Yeah,
and there's
shitty.
Only so much seating, you know.
That's shitty, too, because you would think Christmas Day, they would give you at least a normal amount of staff, and they don't, and that's shitty.
Yeah.
It's always understaffed.
Yeah.
But when we were going to pay at, I don't know, if people haven't been to Denny's, at least the ones around here, you don't pay at the table. You get up and you go and pay at the register. So we're standing in line to pay at the register, and this group comes in, and there's this bench that's kind of in front of the register, but off to the side, sort of near the smoking section.
Yep.
Kinda. And half the group goes over and sits on the bench. And then they call this other lady over. And this lady has a baby. And
in her belly.
No, she's holding a baby.
Oh, she's holding a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
She's holding a baby. And she says, she walks like halfway there. And then she stops and she goes, you want me to go over there? Just like that.
Just like that. Yeah.
And then I noticed through their conversation that the reason she didn't want to go over there was because it was near the smoking section and she didn't want her baby to inhale smoke. Fine.
That's
perfectly fine. But you could have said, oh, you know what? That's a little too close to the smoking section for me. I'll just wait over here. Or something nice.
Something like that.
You don't have to be a dick. I mean, these are supposedly your friends or family. You know, you're out to Denny's with them on Christmas.
Let's kick it off with
like
a bitchy remark. Right.
Fuck you guys. You want me to go over there?
Over there.
Eat my asshole. Faggots.
Yeah.
Fucking.
And plus, then the fucking Muslim guys that showed up.
Oh, yeah. They showed up.
They, like, called ahead for a pickup.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never heard of Denny's.
Denny's does to go. I don't
know.
Do
they? Okay.
I don't know who orders it. But yeah. I don't. Again, it's not something I have a problem with. You know, if you order Denny's to go, that's fine. I like Denny's food, whatever. But they show up and they say nothing and they sit down and they wait for like half an hour.
Yeah, they
expect 20 minutes. And then they get up and they get all irate because where's my fucking order? Well, nobody knows because they have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything when you showed up.
Just one thing after another. All these assholes and everybody's grumpy.
Everybody's pissed.
It's Christmas, man.
Stay home. Take a nap. Jesus Christ. Have you ever been to the movies on Christmas?
I haven't for that same reason. I just, I feel like a dick.
I get that. And I especially get that because they don't get tips.
Yeah.
But my mom and my sister used to really like to go to the movies on Christmas. So I've been several times and it's not a big deal. And it's kind of busy because it's one of the only things open.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like sitting around after they open their presents and they're like, well, shit, I got some really shitty presents. I kind of don't really want to play with them right now. Who wants to go to the movies?
Yeah, they're open.
Right. So
why
people
not
go to the movies? It wasn't on Christmas, but I saw Avatar.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at the trailers and stuff, it kind of didn't appeal to me. And then I started hearing stuff like, oh, it's going to be the best movie ever made.
Most anticipated film of the year.
It's like the movie version of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. I kept watching the trailers. I just didn't get it. And I watched it and it's okay. Like I would say give it a shot.
It's okay.
See it. But it's not.
I don't know, man.
It's not what they made it out to be in terms of like the biggest fucking thing ever. And I'm on top of that, I just, I guess partially it's just not for me because I don't really care much for the art direction, I guess.
Yeah, that's my big thing. It didn't appeal to me.
The aesthetic just isn't my thing.
Didn't grab me by the balls, so I was like, move along. Well, next trailer. Yeah.
There's some really pretty stuff in it, but like a lot of the design is kind of uninspired. Like for one thing, the main alien guys, the Navi.
Yeah.
Or the Navi, I guess. They're blue. And they have cat ears and cat faces and
tails.
They do
look like cats. Yeah, what's up with that?
It's very uninspired. It's basically they're tall, lanky cat people who are blue because, you know, blue is a very uncommon color among mammals. And they have – and they're basically kind of like a weird cartoonized, caricaturized version of like Native Americans and Africans like kind of mixed together.
Yeah, like if you took me and my cat and like morphed it through some cheap program and then – kind of morph that with a Native American. Right.
Yeah.
And the message of the movie is kind of on, it's like Fern Gully. It's like,
oh shit, yeah.
Nature is awesome and
really
industrialization is evil and, you know, and like the bad guys have no hearts whatsoever. You know, it's just everybody's one dimensional. Like the main character, dude, has no personality whatsoever. And I think maybe the point, like maybe that was done intentionally.
Yeah.
And the point of it might have been kind of like when you play a video game where the character doesn't talk, but other people do.
Yeah.
I think the point of that is kind of to put you in their shoes instead of having them, you know, say lines that you would be like, well, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that, I think. Like, this guy has no personality, so you're supposed to kind of put yourself in his shoes. But it just came across to me as like, why the fuck do I give a shit about this guy? I know nothing about this guy. And he falls in love with a native girl. And I guess I'm spoiling some of it, but if you couldn't have seen this stuff coming, you're retarded. He falls in love with a native girl and they apparently fuck in a holy place.
Oh man.
And it's just, they ride horses, but the horses have six legs. So
what the fuck?
And they have funny heads, but basically they're horses. Like the whole thing is just like, let's make some scary ass creatures that can chase him in the woods. Okay, well, what should they look like? How about dogs?
Yeah, stuff that already exists.
Only instead of regular dogs, they're like kind of shiny, rubbery, leathery dogs, and they have little weird frilly bits sticking out of them. Like, basically every animal in the movie was like an earth animal with like shit on it. Like,
that's why Star Trek bugs me. Like the TV series. I don't know about the TV series. I've seen the movies, but Star Trek, you know, the aliens, they're just humans with little tweaks, you know.
Right, they're all just like people with shit on their forehead.
But moving along, yeah.
But yeah, like James Cameron kept going on and on about how, oh, this movie couldn't have been made until now. This is the first time this movie could be made. Well, kinda. I mean, it would have looked a little different, but like most of the animals could have been done with real animals with like some kind of prosthetics on them. And the people could have been done kind of the same way with trick photography to make them look bigger. And I don't get it.
Are you the whole CG thing? Is that what bugged you?
Well, the CG thing, here's the thing. The CG was some of the best I've ever seen. Like, and they used some new techniques and stuff that made it even better. But I can still tell.
Yeah.
Like every time a new movie like this comes out, a new blockbuster movie that's like used new techniques that have never been used before, they're like, oh, you won't be able to tell the difference between this and reality. It's like, for the first time, we've finally broken through this barrier.
Yeah.
No, you haven't. I can still tell.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I'm, who gives a shit? Go see Avatar for yourself, you fucking faggots.
All right. Let's get into the voicemails.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let me see. Here's the first one.
Hey, Kyle, this is your dad. Just trying to get a hold of you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Give me a call. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
So that's my dad. My dad apparently got kind of not angry with me, but a little upset with me, I guess, because I wasn't calling him back. Yeah. And there was only one call before that one where he, you know, said, hey, Kyle, it's your dad. Give me a call back. Bye. And I didn't call him back. And then he sent this one. Hey, Kyle, this is your dad. Give me a call back. Bye.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, maybe I should have called him back. You know, maybe that's a little douchey of me not to have. He's called twice. But he never tells me why he's calling.
Yeah.
And I assume if you don't tell me why you're calling, I assume you're just calling to catch up. Which means I assume that it's not urgent and I can just call you back whenever I need to, you know, or whenever I feel like it, when I've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I can just call you back.
Yeah.
Well, on Christmas, I got an email from my dad, and I'm not going to read the whole thing but I will read part of it. It says, "Hello, son. I've been trying to get in touch with you, but it seems to be becoming more and more difficult. Are you all right? I was hoping you would come visit or stay for Christmas." Well, fuck, just you could have said that in the voicemail. Here's the thing. My dad doesn't understand, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
A voicemail, there's caller ID. I know who called. If you're just calling to let me know you called, then you don't even have to leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
The point of a voicemail is that you can tell me why you were calling. So, like, for example, if your car broke down on the side of the road and you need help, or if you were just in a car accident and you need help, or, you know, if you've just been mugged and now you don't have your this wouldn't make any sense, but now you don't have your phone is what I was going to say. but now you have nothing and you need – the only thing you have is your phone and you need somebody to come pick you up and take you to the police station or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If there's some kind of emergency, then I'll hear that there's some kind of emergency and I'll get right on it.
You'll act on it, yeah.
Or you can say, "Hey, I was just calling to catch up," and then I can be like, "Oh, well, I'll get back to you when I get back to you." Or you can lie to me if you're like, I was just calling to catch up, but you're afraid I won't call you back. You can say, "Hey, you got to call me back. This is really important." And then I'll call you back and you'll be like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" And I'll be like, "Fuck you." But anyway, the point is, you can tell me why you called. He could have said, "Hey, Kyle, this is your dad. I was just wondering what you're doing for Christmas. We were thinking maybe you could come out here and give me a call back."
Yeah.
Would have been so easy, but he didn't. And now he's, you know,
kind of pissed.
Okay, the next line is, and this is the one that I like the best. "Whitney tells me she thinks you are smoking and drinking." Now, Whitney's my sister. I've mentioned her before. Yeah, apparently my sister's been tattling on me. There is no good place that could be coming from. The only way that could be coming from a good place is if she thinks I need an intervention. Yeah. In which case, I'm glad I didn't go home for Christmas. Yeah. Kyle, I know we told you this was a Christmas celebration, but sit down. We're worried about you, man. You're drinking and smoking and holding down a job. The fuck? Yeah, so she's tattling on me.
That's bullshit.
She gets together with my dad, and they don't even get along that well, so maybe this is like her way. Like, I get along better with my dad than she does. Maybe this is her way of taking me down a peg.
That
so,
must be
so
it.
She can ascend his love ladder.
That would make sense.
Actually,
in the woman's mind.
Sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Ascend his love ladder. That's not, yeah. Anyway, I don't get it.
Yeah, I get that same shit. You know, like, everyone in my family, brother, sister, dad, they'll call me and be like, "Hey, it's you know who. Give me a call."
Right.
And I later find out, you know, it's kind of important.
Right.
You know, it's like, and I'll tell them, you know, "Why didn't you just tell me?" "Well, I thought you'd call me."
Well, that's the thing.
You
it's
have
like
a phone, don't you?
It's like the boy who cried wolf, sort of. Like, they keep calling and they keep leaving messages like, "Hey, this is your dad. Give me a call back." And you keep calling back and they keep going, "Oh, I just wanted to see how you're doing."
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So now we can have this awkward conversation. Great.
Yeah.
So eventually you get used to that. You stop picking up,
that's
you stop calling
sure.
back,
yeah.
And then something important comes up, but they don't tell you. Yeah. You quit calling me for no reason, and maybe I'll answer.
So sick of that shit.
I don't know. You know, I like my dad, and I like my mom, and I, to a certain extent, I like my sister. But
don't you hate that guilt tripping bullshit, though?
That's the thing. Like, what am I going to say? Like,
now you're supposed to feel bad.
"Hey, what you been up to?" "Well, I've been working and yeah. doing that podcast thing that you don't listen to."
Yeah.
Which is probably fine, but still, I told you about it, and you listened to it once, and you were like, "Oh, yeah, this is good." I don't know. I have no idea. My dad might be listening, in which case he might be upset that I just outed his voicemail or email or both, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, Dad. But I guess on to the quote-unquote real voicemail.
All right.
"Hello, good sirs of H Hat. It's Marley Kins. I figured I'd call because I haven't called in a while. First of all, Ryan, what is up with you and your rape complex? Like, I think you're obsessed with it, and I think we should intervene and give you the 12-step program for it so you can seek help for this problem that you have. I'd only be down with a rape club if the women who were being raped got to choose who they were being raped by, and if Kyle was in the club, because I'd pick Kyle because I love you, Kyle. Anyway, I hope everybody's holidays were good, and I'm going to be in D.C. this weekend for Christmas / my birthday, because it's my birthday, and I'm turning 21, so if anybody wants to have an excuse to get drunk, use my 21st birthday as a good excuse, and if anybody complains, just send them to me, and I'll say I'm 21. You know, they were just celebrating my birthday in my honor. And wifey, I hope you're feeling better because I heard you were sick on Facebook. That was really disgusting, and I didn't want to know all the stuff you had in your status updates. Anyway, I'm going to go for now. Keep doing a good job, and I'll keep listening, as always. Goodbye.
All right. Well, first of all, I guess happy birthday.
Happy birthday, I was just about to say. You beat me to it.
I hope things went well, you know, because there's the potential there when your birthday's that close to a major holiday that, you know, it can be kind of shitty.
Yeah.
But hopefully things went well. Orion, what's the deal with your rape complex?
Well, it's pretty simple.
You love rape.
Well, I just want to break it down. For one, I think it's funny.
Right.
Two, I just want to break it down. I think that it's kind, well, it's funny and important.
It's funny and important.
See, guys have this member, and it's a powerful thing. The things you can do with this, like there are, well, there's women and people out there that are full of shit, and what better thing to do to them but rape them? Fuck.
The things you can do with this. Well, there's women.
We have this tool. And they're an asshole, so why not, you know, take advantage? We only live once.
Right.
You know? So yeah. I wouldn't even bother questioning my sexuality. I would just do it, you know? Just because, you know, we only live once and fuck you.
So basically, you only live once. So if you haven't raped anybody and you die tomorrow, you're never going to rape anybody. So you might as well get on it.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. I just get so angry at some people. Like the stories we read, the people we run into every day, they just piss me off. So I'm always like, well, what can I do to them? I could really fuck with them. I could rape them.
I know it's, you know, it's a joke.
I'm not really going to rape them, but
I know it's a joke, but and I'm not offended.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
But, I can't imagine raping someone like to get back at them. Like, ha ha, fuck you. Cause I'd still have to be there fucking them.
Well, then you get something out of it.
Are they hot? Like, would you only angrily like punish rape someone if they were hot?
No.
Well, there you go. See, I couldn't do it then.
Okay.
I couldn't be like, you ugly bitch. I hate you so much. I'm going to fuck you. That makes no sense to me. Anyway, as far as, basically
I'm pretty sure
you just asked me to rape you, Marlikins, which, first of all, is like a paradox. Like I can't rape you now. You just asked me to.
Yeah, that's kind of,
and secondly, I think maybe your problems mentally might be at least on par with Orion's. If you want someone to rape you, Orion likes rape, and you apparently do too.
I don't have a problem.
Well, that's the first step, I think, is admitting you have a problem. So we'll get there.
All right. I disagree, but all right, moving on.
I don't really know what else to say on that subject. We've talked a lot about rape in the past.
We need to just drop it. Yeah.
Yeah, rape's no big deal.
Is it my
fault?
Yeah.
Well, you're the reason it keeps coming back up.
Well, I explain myself. There's so much bullshit out there, you know?
And I just want to rape it.
Why not, man? Take that.
Yeah, right.
You know, you go home after a good
rape. You go home after a good rape.
You ever go through a day and you don't feel like you've accomplished anything?
Well, that is, I guess, an accomplishment.
Does that kind of
you can
shine
check it
some
off
light
your
on it? Yeah.
To do. Laundry. Groceries. Rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that rape ticked off my list.
Yeah.
Took a lot longer than I thought, though. I'm not going to get to laundry. Oh, gosh. Gee willikers. Well, even though it's after Christmas now, this is still sort of our Christmas show, our holiday show. And in keeping with that, Christmas traditions that should really die now. This is an article I found on some website. I copied it down and don't remember what website it was now. But anyway, Christmas is all about tradition. The tree, the presents, Santa Claus, and if you're so inclined, that Jesus fella. But just because we've been doing it for so long doesn't mean that it's still a good idea. Some things are good. Christmas specials, family dinner, lights on trees, filled stockings, midnight mass.
I don't know about
tinsel. Tinsel. I guess that's part of the if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
Other things, well, they can go to the island of crappy holiday ideas. Hell, there was an island of misfit toys, so really, this isn't a stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a top 10 list, and so we'll go in order of 10 to 1. Number 10 is Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Here's the way Secret Santa should work. Everyone in the office brings a $20 bill, puts it in a hat, and the hat gets shuffled up, and everyone takes out a $20 bill. Then you say, hey, $20, I can really use that. Thanks, Secret Santa. And you go back to online shopping at your desk. Obviously, that's a joke, but why would you shuffle it up?
Yeah, that's...
But anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Secret Santas are stupid.
I've never actually done Secret Santa, I don't think. But I get the idea, and I've known other people who have done it, and yeah, it sucks.
It's like, destined for failure.
Exactly, because you can't tailor it to somebody's interests at all.
Yeah, if you don't know them. Yeah.
So unless you're like, I mean, I guess like if you bought an iPod for Secret Santa, there's a pretty good chance whoever gets it is going to be like, yeah, except that an iPod is hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, and so nobody's going to spend that for Secret Santa. So like, what could you get that anybody would like?
Yeah.
So you always end up buying stupid shit like
a snow globe.
Yeah.
Anybody can hate this.
Stupid shit.
Yeah. Have you ever done a Secret Santa before?
Elementary school, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made us do that.
Our
poor parents had to buy a toy that went to some jerk face kid.
Of course.
That they didn't know, I didn't know, or I kind of knew.
Maybe we did do that. And if we did,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got shitty shit. Like, you know, when you do this exchange or whatever,
yeah,
that whatever I got was garbage.
I forget what I got. I think I got a Hot Wheel. Yeah.
No. Oh, leading the way.
Yeah. But yeah, number 9, radio stations that play all Christmas, all the time. Little known fact, built within the human brain is a hardwired limit on the number of times that one can stand to hear Hall & Oates sing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree before a complete meltdown occurs. So, Delilah, you're killing us, baby. That's retarded. But anyway.
I don't know what that last part means. I guess maybe it has something to do with this song. I don't remember. Or yeah, maybe it's a Hall & Oates thing. Obviously, I'm not a huge Hall & Oates fan. Whatever.
Yeah, but Christmas music all the time. We do have one radio station. I forget what it is out here that plays.
It doesn't matter. I think every area has
every
one.
Every area, yeah.
It's usually like a light rock station. And then around that time, they just switch over to all Christmas music all the time. And it's for like a month or something like
that.
They start in September. Jesus Christ.
I used to work at
a Salvation Army.
Yeah.
The store. And so I'd be in the back room like pricing shit. But they, because they're a Christian organization, most of the time they have it, they have the radio tuned to this like Christian station that plays god awful Christian rock music and Christian pop music, and that's bad enough. And then around Christmas time, I start hearing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Over and fucking over.
Oh, man.
And Santa baby. Yeah. Blah, 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 and most of those songs I'm actually fine with, you know, on a one at a time basis, except that it's over and fucking over. And there are only so many Christmas songs that are in their
rotation.
There's
only so many.
So you're there for 8 hours. You've heard every song at least 8 times.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. There's that one song that plays over and over by multiple artists. It's, how's it go?
I don't know.
If only in my dreams, you know, I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But God damn, I'll hear that song like 3 times in an hour by different artists.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown artists, like just people singing Christmas shit. Yeah.
So I've never noticed that one in particular. I guess the one that drives me the most nuts is I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's obnoxious.
And I think it's Shirley Temple. And so it's like this annoying little kid voice.
Yeah.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. And it's such it's like designed to break you down. Like by the end of the Christmas season at Salvation Army, if I was the type to commit suicide, I probably would have. Like people wonder why do suicide rates go up around the holidays? That's why. It's that fucking song. You can trace it all back to that song.
Yeah.
I wanna hip-hop. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But moving on.
Okay. Number 8. NORAD tracking Santa. Why Colorado's Defense Command Station feels the need to get all warm and fuzzy once a year really makes no sense. Because of the reputation it got from war games and, I don't know, reality? There's really not much it can do to seem innocuous. I mean, I suppose Patton might have made cupcakes, but I still wouldn't have wanted to give the guy a hug or, you know, eat one. Do you remember, like, when you were a kid and the news stations would be like, oh, Santa's been spotted here.
Of course.
Well, that's what they're talking about. It was, NORAD would be like, we got him on our radar or whatever.
So retarded.
The only reason I have a problem with this is because if your parents have told you that Santa is real, and if you're the kind of kid like me who believes it wholeheartedly just because, why would your parents lie to you?
Yeah.
This kind of shit just backs them up.
Exactly.
And like if there's any part of you that's like, I don't know, this kind of doesn't make sense. I mean, it's a magical guy flies through the sky with reindeer. Why do reindeer don't fly? Why reindeer? And he lives at the North Pole. It's not even a landmass. So if that's even going through your head at all, and then all of a sudden you see on the news that NORAD is tracking Santa, well, fuck, I guess serves me right.
Game over.
For doubting.
I'm sold.
I hope Santa will still bring me presents.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But number 7, mistletoe. This has not been used to any decent honorable effect since, well, ever. The idea of mistletoe is sweet, but hanging it up in a random doorway is just an invitation to the worst sorts of people to loiter and then feel justified to their crab-assery.
I think we might have hung mistletoe when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Except that we didn't actually do it. You know, like we wouldn't, like, if me and my mom happened to walk through the door at the same time, I wasn't, you know, making out with my mom. Not that you're necessarily supposed to make out with the person anyway, but I remember them having it at my aunt's house, I think, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't remember people really doing it then either, except like my aunt and my uncle, if they, like, they would intentionally get like in the door couple, together, like, oh, aren't we cute?
Oh, Jesus. Kill me.
But yeah, it is kind of like, especially to hang it in your house, like, where the only people who are there 90% of the time are your family. That's kind of weird.
That's like definitely weird.
Man, I hope I get in there with my brother. It's going to be great. Just hanging out in the doorway. And yeah, it would. Like, I have one person in mind who I could totally imagine just hanging out in a doorway all day, just waiting for some girl to come through.
Yeah. And,
hey, oh, what a coincidence. I kept walking in and out of this room, and you just happened to be walking in too.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
That douchebag.
Turkey for dinner. And this one I kind of disagree with, but I'll read it anyway.
Yeah.
This isn't fucking Thanksgiving. That was less than a month ago. There's still leftover cranberry sauce in the fridge and second helping stuffing residue in your large intestine. This is Christmas, so break out with something new. I hear roast beast is pretty good, even if it does look suspiciously like dog.
Yeah.
Now, see.
Oh, turkey for Christmas, yeah.
I fucking love turkey.
Turkey's
so,
good, yeah.
I mean, you know, if we only ate turkey once a year on Thanksgiving, I'm kind of like, well, what the fuck? I want turkey more often. Come on. So, turkey for Christmas, okay.
Yeah. Why does it always have to be like ham or some shit?
Man, ham is good,
like,
too.
The predominant?
But like turkey, like I said, turkey's like a once a year thing as it is. Just let me have it twice a year.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
My family, like if we got together, it'd be turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for, you know, Christmas.
Yeah, that's kind of what
so
we did.
So you get
too.
Your turkey and ham for the year. That's delicious.
I think we did have turkey for Christmas at some point. But yeah, a lot of times it would be turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know if they still do this in certain places or whatever, but I guess once upon a time, goose was a big thing for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Christmas goose.
Way back when.
I've never had goose.
Me neither.
So I have no idea if it's any good, but I don't know. I guess I'd try that.
We've had duck, right?
I have tried, not for Christmas, but I've tried duck, yes.
Yeah, it's not that great.
It's okay. Maybe the way I've had duck at like Chinese buffets, so maybe the way I've had it wasn't the best.
We all know ducks are more awesome than goose.
Ducks are way more awesome than geese, but that, if you follow the logic, like the dumber the animal, the more delicious it is, then maybe the goose should be more delicious.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Number 5, leaving anything other than cookies for Santa. Okay, you can get away with a carrot for the reindeer, but beyond that, things are out of hand. The elves want midget porn, Mrs. Claus wants some might all, Frosty the Snowman's looking for something from one of the local dispensaries to fill the corn cob pipe. Everyone's got their hands out nowadays. All right, so I'm not sure, like, why are they pissed?
I don't know.
Whoever's writing this. This is stupid, like the turkey dinner thing.
All of the examples they gave are bullshit, like it's meant to be funny. They didn't give one real example, and I can't think of what that would be.
Yeah.
You know, what would be the one?
Kind of,
What would you leave other than maybe a cupcake? In which case, I'm fine with that. I'm sure Santa likes cupcakes.
It's stupid because, like who gives a shit? Santa's not real anyway.
This time we left pretzels for Santa because he's fat and they're better than cookies. Okay, he's not real anyway, so who gives a shit?
Do you recall like a Cheerios ad where they left out Cheerios or some shit? Or they left out something?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Cause they, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't want to him to have a heart attack.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I dreamt it.
How fucked up would that be, though? You're young enough. Your parents have convinced you that Santa is real. And now they've convinced you that he's dying.
Yeah.
Jesus. That if you leave him sugary treats, like, you're actually contributing to his demise.
Oh, man. That'd be horrible.
Holy
man.
Shit. Putting Santa's life in your hands.
Yeah.
The next one I can sort of agree with.
Yeah.
Number four, Hallmark ornaments.
Yeah.
If you have an entire Christmas tree dedicated to collectible Star Trek ornaments, then guess what, Wesley Crusher? That's not a Christmas tree anymore. It's a testament to your ongoing societal isolation. I can kind of get behind that.
Yeah.
Although this is completely unrelated, but one year when I was a kid, like we had a fake Christmas tree all the time.
Yeah.
There was like, I think one, maybe 2 years where we got a real tree and it was just a huge pain in the ass. And
huge
mess.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool, but
smelled good.
One year my dad decided, fuck all the ornaments we've collected over the years. You know, the ones with pictures of us in them and shit.
Really?
Like the years on them. Fuck all those ornaments. I'm buying all new ornaments, and they're made out of really thin glass, and they have like little sparklies all over them, and they break really fucking easy.
Yeah.
And so our Christmas tree was covered with these, none of our regular ornaments, and just shitloads of them got broken.
Jesus.
But I was really disappointed as a kid, because like I said, we had Christmas ornaments. Like my first Christmas, it was me, my mom, and my dad, and I was like a little kid with a little teddy bear, and it was a little ornament with our picture.
Yeah.
And then like every year I had gotten a new ornament, and it had like the year painted on it with acrylic paint or something, you know. Like I had these ornaments that were part of our family tradition, and they all just stayed in the box. Fuck it.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
Like I wouldn't care now, but as a kid, you know, this is tradition. And what the fuck?
Change something. Yeah.
Change. I can't deal with change. You're disrupting my.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm disrupting my something.
All right. Number three, pet stockings. Oh my God. Your pet doesn't care that it's Christmas. Your pet just wants to take that festooned tree back outside because really putting a tree in the living room in which they can't climb or upon which they're not allowed to pee is just fucking cruel.
Yeah, your pet doesn't care that it's Christmas.
This is retarded.
But I mean, this is like, I don't think we ever had, maybe we did. I don't think we ever had stockings for our pets. But you know, people personify their pets and stuff and they talk to them. Like I obviously know better. I know they have no idea what I'm saying, but I will talk to animals as if I'm talking to a person sometimes.
It's all for the kids, yeah. And their imaginations, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, and a lot of times it probably would be like a kid, like, hey, mommy, can we get Scruffy a stocking? He's a part of the family, too.
Yep.
Well, all right.
It's retarded. That's it.
Right. You're kind of dumb, but no wonder you're in those special classes. Number two, I guess, is mall Santas.
Mommy, why does Santa smell like hot dog on a stick and Yankee Candle? And why is Mrs. Claus charging you $15 for a Polaroid? Again, I guess the only reason I have a problem with mall Santas is the same reason I have a problem with the whole Santa thing in the first place, is that you're fucking lying to your kids.
Yeah.
And if they were anything like me, they'll be devastated when they find out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. It's just
they always seem creepy to me.
Well, yeah,
like
I guess
the ice cream man, pedophiles, you know.
The ice cream man never seemed creepy to me, and neither did Santa.
Well, but at the time when I was a kid, yeah, no, but
I guess you're not in the minority or anything. Like, my sister cried when she sat on Santa's lap. A lot of kids do that.
Yeah.
Like, lots of parents have pictures of their kids bawling on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
I never did, I don't think. I don't ever remember being creeped out by Santa, but I guess.
Yeah, I never got nervous, but it was definitely forced upon. Like, we're going to see Santa.
It's like getting your picture taken with Mickey Mouse at Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why you'd be so upset about it. Like, you know what Disney World needs is to get rid of that mouse.
You're scaring all the kids.
All right.
Yeah. Number one, politically correct season Number one, politically correct season's greetings. Merry Happy Winter Day, everyone.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I hate that.
What would be a politically correct season's greeting? Like, happy holidays?
Yeah.
I don't mind happy holidays. Yeah. I mean, there are other holidays around. It's not like you're just making shit up.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I guess more than the politically correct season's greetings, I just don't like it when people get upset if you say Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever, if you're specific and they're like, well, fuck you. I don't celebrate that shit. Like, I'm a Muslim or whatever, you know, like, I celebrate Kwanzaa. Who the fuck celebrates Kwanzaa? Not even black people celebrate Kwanzaa. Yeah. But anyway, who cares? Like, if you said Happy Kwanzaa to me, I'd be like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. When I was on my lane, many years when I'd run a lane at the place I work, there'd be some asshole that would look back, like after I check him out, at some Muslim family and be like, Merry Christmas.
That is dickheaded, though. Yeah, like, if you're specific asshole. Like that because you're trying to be an asshole.
Big old fucking like, smile.
I'm pretty sure you don't believe in Jesus, so Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Take that, asshole.
Yeah, like, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. It's meant to be a nice thing to say. It's not meant to be a verbal assault. Merry Christmas, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. I guess a lot of these I didn't really care. I guess I'm kind of indifferent.
Yeah. I didn't care for, like, how some were worded, like, the humor behind them, but...
Yeah, it was kind of cornball.
But some of them, yeah, I could do without.
Again, kind of in keeping with the theme, cop admits to pulling gun on snowballers. A plainclothes police detective allegedly pulled his gun out and waved it at a large group of people in a snowball fight at the corner of 14th and U Streets, Northwest, Saturday afternoon. An off-duty member of the Metropolitan Police Department was reportedly driving his personal car in the area when the car was suddenly pelted with a barrage of snowballs, according to a statement from the MPD. The detective stopped his car, got out, and approached a crowd of people that might have thrown the snowballs. Might have thrown the snowballs. He then got into a verbal fight with members of the crowd, according to the police. At some point, the detective called for assistance.
That's the best.
I need backup. I need backup. Snowballs. According to witnesses, one of the uniformed officers that responded pulled out his weapon as he approached the plainclothes detective. As soon as the detective identified himself, the uniformed officer put his gun back in the holster, police said. In a video posted to YouTube, the police officer identifies himself as Detective Baylor, and in response to someone saying that he pulled a gun on a snowball fight, he says, and now here's, it's weird that he pulled his gun, period,
yeah.
But he didn't point it at the crowd or anything. It could have all been over at that, but here's what he said. Yeah, I did, because I got hit with snowballs. What the fuck?
Fucking pussy.
I got hit with snowballs. You never been hit with a snowball before? Like, Jesus.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. But,
MPD claims the footage does not show the detective drawing his weapon, but they have since received additional images and statements that would seem to support that allegation. According to... the footage doesn't... I've seen the footage, and I would play it, except that the audio is kind of boring, but...
Yeah.
He says, yes, I did. So it doesn't need to show him doing it. He just said, yeah, I did.
That's true, yeah. So,
okay, whatever. According to 3D Commander... 3D Commander? That
He's the commander of 3D.
This might be something... maybe it's like 3rd District Commander. I don't know. 3D Commander. Super Laser Force Commander George Cusick. The uniformed officer conducted himself appropriately. Yeah, because, you know, whenever you respond to anything, you just pull your gun automatically.
Yeah, snowballs.
The incident between the detective and the snowball-throwing crowd is still under investigation by Internal Affairs, and an officer has been placed on non-contact duty.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, shit. How? I mean, what? It seems pretty cut and dry to me. The guy showed up to a snowball fight with a gun. Like, I think you're a little overarmed.
And, yeah, what bugs me, he was off duty in plain clothes.
No, it was the other guy that was off duty.
Oh, it was the other guy. Okay, but...
The guy who was in plain clothes was getting pelted with snowballs, and he's like, I need backup.
Ah, that's right.
Bring your weapon. So the other guy shows up and pulls his gun. All right, I heard there was a snowball fight around here, so I'm ready.
Who the fuck does that? Why wouldn't he just go, oh, fuck that guy?
I wonder what was even going through his head. Like, maybe the guy who called for backup didn't say, you know, it was a snowball fight.
Yeah.
Maybe he said, I'm under heavy fire. So maybe the guy was, you know, actually acting appropriately because he thought the guy was getting shot at. I don't know.
Or maybe he was like, I need backup. Stop it.
Officer down. Officer down. I don't know.
It really sounds hurt. Yeah.
One in that face. Ah!
He's
in plain clothes. He's not wearing his bulletproof vest. Shit.
Shit.
That's the only way it could make any sense to me is if the guy didn't know what the situation was. He just knew that there was a plainclothes cop who needed assistance. That's the only way I could think of where it would kind of make sense that he'd draw his weapon because he doesn't know what he's getting into.
Yeah, and he came off as retarded. Like, in the video, he identifies himself as Detective Baylor, but they're like, hey, what's your badge number? And he's like, huh? You know, and they want to get his information
because
he's a fucking idiot and he's kind of being a dick about it. He's like, that's when he said, yes, I did because I got hit with snowballs. So, like, why'd you draw your gun? You know,
that's not actually in the, that quote is in the story, but it doesn't actually say anywhere in the story if the guy that showed up afterwards got hit with snowballs or not.
Yeah.
So did he? I don't know.
I don't know.
But, All I know is he admitted to pulling his gun. And I don't know if this is true, you know, because this is just something I've heard. But I had heard that police officers are trained not to pull their gun unless they're prepared to fire it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess fuck this guy because he shouldn't have pulled his gun. However, fuck these other people too. Throwing snowballs at random cars and then continuing to throw snowballs at a cop who's got his gun drawn.
That's one standpoint.
What's wrong with you?
It's just snowballs.
It's bad enough that you were throwing snowballs at random people, throwing snowballs at random cars driving by. Because that's shitty. Little kids do shit like that. Okay, fine. But I saw the people in the video. They're not little kids. It's a bunch of 20-somethings throwing snowballs at cars driving by. And the cop shows up. Maybe he didn't have his gun drawn yet. Maybe he drew it after they threw snowballs at him. But he's obviously a cop. He's not a plainclothes officer.
Yeah.
You're throwing snowballs at a cop? What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
There's snowballs.
Yeah, there's snowballs.
It's harmless.
Would you want to get hit with a snowball? You show up for work, basically, and you just get pelted with snowballs?
It sucks, but...
I mean, you wouldn't draw a gun.
No.
But wouldn't you be a little bit like, what the fuck is
wrong
with you?
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know...
So fuck them all around. I just say call it a draw.
He's definitely the biggest pussy officer ever, though.
Well, he's a pussy for pulling a gun. I mean, yeah. I guess what he should have done is, but that's the thing. Like, there's nothing he really could have done. Like, as an officer, he's basically just supposed to take it. Like, what were his options?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he could, you know, make a snowball himself and throw it back because he could have gotten in trouble for that. And honestly, these people, I'm pretty sure, could get charged with assault. Like, they won't, but they could, and they should.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the snowball attack.
They should for making
You're
such a
under
big,
arrest.
Like, you think he's a pussy for pulling his gun, and I agree, but they're kind of pussies for not backing down. Like, I know it seems...
It is a dick move,
It seems
yeah.
contradictory, like a pussy would back down, but they're kind of pussies for being like, what? What did we do? What did we do? We just threw snowballs and you pulled a gun? Well, I have a gun. Fuck you. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? I'm not with you on the whole, you know, like, oh, they're just snowballs.
It's a dick move, but I think it's just a fucking snowball. It's like a kid's game, you know, kids are throwing snowballs.
But these weren't kids, and there were lots of them. If they were pelting him with snowballs.
They
like
were adults,
Like they supposedly were. Fuck them.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how old you are, it's a dick move.
Actually, I'm on his side now. He should have shot him.
Oh, man.
You want to lob projectiles at me? All right, let's up the ante. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a gun? Aww.
Jet. The shield.
I don't know Winter anything about the shield.
Oh, the cop goes crazy. Rebel cop. But,
the cop goes crazy.
I don't know where to draw the line with the snowball thing. I don't know.
Do you think it's okay to throw snowballs at cops? If it was a little kid, okay, fine. Because little kids do little kid
They don't
kid
know
things.
Better, yeah.
They don't. They should know better, but maybe they don't. And they're throwing snowballs, whatever, you know.
I guess you could, yeah, it's kind of like when we were putting shit in the road and running away and we didn't know any better. But if an adult did it, obviously they should be held responsible, you know.
Putting shit in the road and
like,
running away?
Like tacks and, you know.
You put tacks in the road and ran away?
Yeah.
When the asshole... Yeah. I mean, tax probably won't do anything.
It didn't do shit. They just drove by. Yeah.
If anything, they'd get stuck in the tire, but the tire's thick enough that it just...
Yeah.
But what an asshole. Well,
I think we threw rocks at cars, but...
But that's little kid stuff. Like, little kids, you know, they get...
Even then, yeah, that was stupid.
If anything, you tell the parents they get in trouble. You know, the parents probably don't condone that kind of behavior. But with adults, there's absolutely no excuse for throwing a snowball at anybody that's not a part of your snowball throwing party.
Yeah, I think if anything, this was like misconduct or whatever. I don't know what the law is. They're getting out of hand. You know, they're adults and they're going crazy. But draw a gun, you know, I don't
Well, snowball. Like I said, I do agree that he's a fucking pussy and kind of just out of his mind for drawing a gun on a bunch of people with snowballs. However, fuck those people.
Yeah.
So whatever. I guess I don't care either way. I'm very indifferent this episode.
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever. Do what you want.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. What else we got?
Well, speaking of things that little kids do, porn is among the top search terms for kids on the internet.
Yep.
In a somewhat worrying piece of news,
of course.
I'm not really concerned, but security firm Symantec has released the top search terms by kids in 2009. How do you even keep track of this? Like, when I hear things like this, I wonder if it's skewed because maybe there's some kind of application, like some kind of toolbar you have to install to be a part of the survey, in which case, you know, the fact that you opted into that might not make you a really representative portion of the population. You know what I mean?
That's what they did do. It's based on this program that was installed to
monitor. Symantec's online family Norton.
Yep.
So, yeah. So you have to opt into it. So how, I mean, I don't know in what direction the data would be skewed, but it seems like it would be.
I don't know. Like all kinds of families could like purchase this. I don't know if they were worried.
It's kind of the same thing with like Nielsen homes, like the TV ratings.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wondered how accurate those really are because these are people who opted into it, who decided I'm going to be a Nielsen family. So, you know, their motivation might be a little different from somebody else's and they might not watch TV the way normal people do.
So, yeah, it's got to be skewed.
But anyway, they've released the top search terms by kids in 2009, topping the lists YouTube, Google, Facebook, sex, and porn. Now, this is retarded for a few reasons. First of all, YouTube, Google, and Facebook are all things you shouldn't be searching for, especially Google. That's the search engine.
You fucking asshole.
But on top of that, sex and porn are retarded not for, like, I have a problem with the fact that kids are searching for sex and porn, but not for the same reason that most people would.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that they're looking for sex and porn because eventually they're going to find it anyway. And it's really not that big a deal unless you make it a big deal. Like if you catch them looking at it and you go, oh my God, this is dirty and you should never look at it. Then you're kind of fetishizing it for them, like for them. You
that's
know?
What
like,
happened to me and it just egged me on.
That's why you were searching for snuff porn at some point. That's why you love rape so much. But anyway, the reason it bothers me that kids are searching for sex and porn is because to me, that's an indication of how fucking dumb kids are. Like I don't think I ever searched for sex or porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm not that dumb. I know like
you knew what,
am what I
you were
for?
Looking for.
Like
yeah.
Two ladies kissing.
Yeah.
You know, or naked chicks or like I remember I used to be big into looking at like naked and they were always fake, but naked pictures of like hot celebrity chicks. So I'd search for like so-and-so naked. Not just like what the fuck's going to come up if you type in sex?
Something
gonna,
very general. Yeah.
It's not going to be anything good. It's going to be a bunch of pay sites with like malware all over them. And I know kids might not know about that, but you're not going to find anything you're looking for.
Yeah. I got the internet. My dad gave up cable. He propositioned me, as I told in a previous episode, he said, we'll get rid of cable if you want to get the World Wide Web, as he said,
right.
The internet.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what's that? And he's like, free porn. And we knew what it was. But I never looked up the term porn or sex. I looked up what I wanted to, and I had to have been, God, fucking 8 years old. I don't know. So, you know, give my dad shit all you want, but he knew that we knew. So,
right.
And it was all good. He knew, he did give me limits. Like he gave me shit when I was looking up hardcore porn. He's like, you know,
it's such a weird place
said,
to draw the line.
You can look up naked ladies. Okay. But don't look up the hardcore fucking, you know,
I don't get that. Like why is that where the line is drawn?
Well, I thought it would lead to some kind of psychological, you know, damage. I don't know.
Penis goes in where?
This is what girls like all the time. This is how it goes down. I don't know.
Well, see, that's another like, you'd have to be dumb to think that. Like, girls like, some of them do. So, and probably a decent number of them do, but girls like their asses smacked no matter what.
Yeah.
And girls like you to come on their face and girls will blow you for half an hour and expect nothing in return. Like, there's no.
Yeah, on one
you'd
hand,
have to be dumb to think that porn is real life.
Yeah. Well, on one hand, I think my dad was scared to death. He told me this, that he did so many drugs that he thought I'd be retarded. So I think he was just worried that I might turn out to be some fucking sexual predator. He was just kind of looking out for me, but he knew deep down, you know, I can't be a hard ass about this, but I don't know where to draw the line.
Man, what if you had turned out to be like a sexual predator, but your dad caught it early and he came up with like a set of rules for you, like Dexter, like so you would only rape bad people?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd like you even more.
Yeah.
There's a couple of little charts here. There's one, and this one doesn't break it down by age, but there's one for boys and girls. Boys search for, the number one thing they search for is YouTube. And that's the same for girls. Fucking, what is wrong with little kids?
Yeah. YouTube.com,
actually,
man.
This is the second chart, but on the second chart, it breaks it down by age. That's the number one search for everyone. Everyone under the age of 18, their number one search is YouTube.
Yep.
YouTube.com, asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway, for boys, it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, sex, porn. And for girls, it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, Taylor Swift, sex. Now, Taylor Swift, I understand. YouTube, Google, and Facebook are bullshit, and sex, like, maybe, see, the thing with sex is maybe you're just curious about what the fuck sex is. I mean, it, like, if you're seven and under, that's one of the categories.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just like, I've heard about this sex thing. I know it involves humping.
Yeah.
But I don't know really what it is, so I'll look it up on the internet.
On the internet, yeah.
But then when they break it down by age, there's three categories, 13 to 18, 8 to 12, and 7 and under. And the 13 to 18-year-olds search for YouTube, Facebook, Google, sex, MySpace, porn, Yahoo, YouTube.com. That's especially funny to me. You got the whole thing typed out. Just type it in the other box, the one that's up higher on the browser.
Yep.
Fucking assholes. eBay and Wikipedia. For 8 to 12-year-olds, it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, sex, Club Penguin.
How old is that?
Which is, I don't really know exactly what that is. It's some kind of game for kids that I think is kind of like a, sort of like an interactive chat room. Is that what it is? Kind of like a, like World of Warcraft for little kids.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It, fuck.
Sort of. Not really, because I don't think they do battle and stuff. I've never used it, so I don't know.
Oh, I read about it. Yeah, you pick like a character and you're walking around a world or some shit.
It's like a place to virtually hang out. I guess it's more like Second Life for kids.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But.
Then YouTube.com, YouSpaceTube, at least YouSpaceTube I can kind of understand because maybe if you're spelling it YouSpaceTube, maybe you don't know what the URL is.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it wrong. Miniclip. I don't know. Is that an...
That's where all those games are, yeah.
Oh, that's
like
a game
Bejeweled
website?
And Slingo and all that gay-ass bullshit Great. That girls play.
Yahoo and eBay. What are 8 to 12-year-olds going to eBay for?
I don't know.
7 and under. YouTube, Google, Facebook, porn, Club Penguin, Yahoo, Webkinz. Is that like some kind of virtual pet thing? I don't know what that is.
Not sure, but I don't know.
YouSpaceTube.
Yep.
Games. Games. Okay.
I want to play a game.
Any game. It's fine. And Miniclip.
Yeah.
So that's what the youth of today is up to.
I found it interesting that 18 to 8 looked up sex, but 7 and under looked up porn.
Yeah, that is funny.
Like the 7 and under didn't know what sex was because mommy and daddy were too fucking, you know, embarrassed. So they're like, well, I heard of porn.
I knew what sex was long before I knew what porn was. Like, I think I told a story about how I found a porn tape my dad had.
Yeah.
But it was like a blank, like, not a blank tape because it had porn on it, but it was like a, you know, a blank tape that you would tape things onto and it had a little label and it said porn.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, what's porn? I said, what's prawn? Because I read it wrong.
Yeah.
So I knew what sex was long before I knew what porn was. And I knew exactly how it worked, too, except that I thought the vagina was in the front.
Yeah.
But I knew, you know, the penis goes in the vagina and babies are made. Yeah, that's all you really need to know when you're that young.
Yeah.
But porn.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. All the youngins are looking up porn and everyone older is looking up sex.
I guess sex is
kind
more
of backwards.
Mature.
Yeah.
I know, like, I didn't have the internet when I was 7 and under, so I don't know for sure what I would have been searching for. But when I'm pretty sure when I was 8 to 12, like somewhere in there is when we got the internet.
Yeah.
And I was searching for porn and sex. I just wasn't using those words.
Yeah.
And there was a lot less of it defined back then. It was like really shitty GIFs and JPEGs and and they were usually fakes of celebrities or magazine scans.
Yeah.
Really, really bad magazine scans.
What did you use? Because I'd look up adult pics, adult movies, adult.
I would look up, let's see. Like I said, I would use like
or
specific,
like triple X
specific
picks,
names. I would
lesbian.
Do like, I would do like, shit. I remember once I did, I was kind of into Terry Hatcher, but back in the like Lois and Clark Superman days, cause she was kind of hot back then. She sort of looks like a mummy now, but
yeah.
So I'd search for like Terry Hatcher naked.
Yeah.
Or like Alicia Silverstone naked.
Yeah.
So I'd search for stuff
Specifics,
like that. Or
right.
I'd search for like lesbians or, as I started to learn more of the lingo, I'd search for like doggy style or something, you know, like I'd search for more specific stuff than like,
that's understandable,
porn, or maybe I'd search for like Playboy pictures or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think like you, I've never plugged in porn or sex. Yeah. And just hit the search button. Too vague.
It's too bad they didn't have the I'm feeling lucky button back then. Porn. I'm feeling lucky. I guarantee that you won't be feeling lucky after you hit that button.
Yeah.
I did one time at my mom's house. I was looking at porn.
Yeah.
And a lot of porn sites, even the ones, you know, that actually have content, are still shady.
Oh, yeah.
And we got some kind of adware that would pop up ridiculous porn ads even when you weren't on a porn site.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this until after my mom was on the computer. And she's like, where did this come from? Have you guys been looking at porn? And I said, oh, no, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that installs itself. It probably just came from some junk website or where, you know, it was probably just something my sister was looking at. I just kind of talked my way out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she bought it or not. She acted like she did.
Wow.
But there was also one time, and this is how sophisticated / retarded I am. At some point, and I was pretty young, I had to have been, God, I want to say 14 at the oldest.
Yeah.
I was using some kind of paint program. I don't remember if it was Photoshop. Probably not. But whatever it was, I was using some kind of paint program, and I was taking the clothes off of a picture of Terry Hatcher.
Oh, man.
And I was doing a pretty good job, except then my mom walked in and saw Terry Hatcher with, like, no pants on. And wow. And I had to be like, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just testing my art skills. She didn't buy that one.
Oh, man.
This is completely unrelated to that, but this is another, like, one time my mom was washing my coat, like my spring jacket.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, like, I didn't ask her to, I didn't put it in the laundry, but she decided to wash my coat. And she found some tiny little specks, like a little pinch of dried leaves in my pocket.
Yeah.
And she accused me of smoking pot. She brought it to me. She brought it to me and showed it to me and said, what have you been doing? Or something along those lines. And I probably sounded like I was lying, but I wasn't. At that point, I hadn't even tried it, let alone held it.
Yeah.
And it didn't even really look like weed. It was probably like fall leaves. And I was relatively young. I'd probably been jumping in a pile of leaves or something.
Rolling around on the ground.
And I had to explain it. No, I don't. I've never done that. I know people at school who do, but I've never done it. I don't have any plans in the immediate future to start, and I don't know what the hell that is that you've got in your fingers. But thanks for the vote of confidence. I don't know.
Yeah. Were you ever there when we'd go to my mom's house? And we were older then, so I don't know if this is as funny, but we'd show up, and my mom would go, are you guys high?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we never were.
Yeah, we just showed up, and we're, like, talking. She's like, are you boys high?
Again, at that point, none of us...
just hoping, like, we'd be like, yes, how'd you know?
None of us did it at that point either.
Yeah,
we didn't even
weird.
We didn't even drink then.
Yeah.
Are you guys high?
No.
Yeah, just parents are silly.
I guess. But my mom was so mad, too. Like, I would have guessed before that if it had ever come down to that, like, if she ever thought I was doing drugs, or if I was doing drugs and she caught me, I would have thought she would have been slightly more cool about it than that, but she was pissed.
That sucks.
She thought she'd caught me.
She just ends up looking like the retard.
Yeah, well, I guess since then I have tried it, and I kind of enjoyed it, so sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
I have a new segment for this week. I came up with the idea of this segment because I was thinking about how we've talked about in the past. Orion seems to not know certain things that I would expect him to know sometimes. And I thought, kind of for his benefit and the benefit of the audience, that it would be cool to have this segment that I came up with called Orion Explains It All.
Yes.
Orion Explains It All.
Now, the way Orion Explains It All works is at some point in the beginning of the week, I give Orion a subject, and I send him some information on the subject. Like this week, I sent him a Wikipedia page, and he's got the whole week to do with it as he wishes. He can read it over several times a day, every day if he wants, or just read it once and feel like, oh, I've got it, and fly by the seat of his pants. And then he will take that subject, and he will try to explain it to the audience. And Orion, what was this week's subject?
It is titled Schrodinger's Cat.
Okay, and what is Schrodinger's cat?
Schrodinger's cat is a quantum mechanics theory. Basically, it's some bullshit about a superposition of a subatomic particle or some shit. And they use this cat as an example. Like, if a cat's in a box and they add some radiation and there's some poison, well, basically, we don't know if the cat is dead or alive, but it has some potential of being either, and we can't say what, because once we open the box, we'll know, and we are the observer. And something about the superposition of this shit is related. Like, because we are the observer, that interrupts that, so we know it's one or the other. But it could be either, depending. You know, the universe doesn't know. It doesn't know.
So I thought you just said that we know, though, for sure.
Yeah, like, once you open the box, we know if the cat is dead or alive. But when it's closed, we don't know.
So it could be either.
So it could be either, and there's this potential, you know, like, basically, it's bullshit.
Wait. What would have killed the cat in the box? Like, you just put the box down, and it's either alive or dead?
There's this device in the box with that only the cat can interrupt trigger.
So the cat can interrupt it.
Yeah, this cat, only the cat can trigger this poison, this device that, what the fuck is this? It's like a fucking hammer that smashes the poison.
Well, wouldn't the cat be an observer?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of like, it's setting an example, like only the cat can trigger this. So we don't know if it's dead or alive, like, because if it's just sitting in the box, we have some assumption that it's going to live for so long, you know, or what, we can predict it, but because it has this device in it where it could trigger it and, you know, trigger this poison and kill itself.
You said something about radiation. Where's the radiation factor in?
Yeah, they say that's when it comes down to, like, the subatomic particles, like...
Like the subatomic particles of the cat?
No. The whole cat thing is, like, symbolism. But they add radiation, I don't know, because that's just how it goes in quantum mechanics. I don't fucking know. I do know, though, that we'll never know if the cat is dead or alive if we're not looking in the box. You fucking assholes. And fuck you, Kyle. Who the fuck knows? And why does it matter? At any given time, shit's gonna happen. Why does it matter if it... I don't know. I do know.
You do know.
Dead or alive. It's either one or the other.
So you don't know until you open the box.
I'm being exploited.
That's the message. You don't know if... You never know if a cat is dead or alive as long as it's in a box.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Orion. That was great.
I think I got it down. But, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I had to break it down. So, listeners, now you know. Schrodinger's cat theory.
Is that if you put a cat in a box with something that can kill it, but you close the box, you'll never know if the cat's alive or dead until you open the box.
Yeah, the universe doesn't know.
It's actually both.
It's mind-boggling.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for educating us.
Yeah. I expect a trickier topic next week.
You want a challenge?
Yeah.
I was just warming you up.
This whole cat thing's cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Cat cake.
I'm just kidding, man. I beg you to give me an easier one next time, because okay. Now I look like an asshole.
I'll try it. Maybe we'll try dividing
all
by
jokes
zero
aside.
Next time.
Jesus.
Okay.
But, yeah. For anyone curious, hopefully Kyle will post the link so you can read it for yourself. And if you have the answer, school me, please, because I don't think you can.
It is a tricky concept, and quantum mechanics,
paradox. Yeah, it's
quantum mechanics, quantum theory in general is a tricky subject, and I would not claim to understand it fully. But I think I do understand the whole cat thing a little more than you do.
Yeah. Well, and give your two cents, please.
Well, you left out the fact that the cat doesn't trigger. In fact, the cat is guarded from being able to trigger its own death. The cat doesn't do anything but sit in the box. The poison, the release of the poison is triggered by the decay of a substance. That's where the radiation factors in. And that's where the uncertainty comes from because, see, this is where I lose a little bit of my understanding, but the whole superposition thing you were talking about has to do with like for example, electrons around an atom.
Yes.
When you're in science class, they teach you that they orbit, you know?
Yeah.
Like planets orbiting the sun.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's more kind of like a cloud, but not even that. It's kind of like they could be in any place unless an observer comes along and observes them, then you know
where they are. Yeah.
But they kind of exist in every possible position at once.
In time, yeah.
And so it's that uncertainty at the subatomic level that triggers the mechanism, and that's why it's impossible to know without observing it.
I see.
Because if it exists in all possible positions at once, then the cat has to exist as both alive and dead. That's the idea.
I see.
And actually, the whole point of that is that the person who came up with that, it's not a theory, that paradox.
Yeah.
Is they were trying to say that this aspect of the quantum theory is bullshit. That's the whole reason they came up with it.
Oh.
But, yeah. So.
All right.
I think, though, in the future, I should just let you explain and just leave it at that instead of trying to break it down myself afterwards.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So on that note, I think we'll wrap this one up. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
As always, you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And don't just say, hi, it's me. Bye. Like my dad. You can send us an email. You can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
As always, check out the forums. Check us out on Facebook. Become a fan. Suggest this to your friends. Order free stickers. Donate. Send us all your money.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Why do I always laugh at the donate?
Probably because I always say send us all your money.
All right. All right, guys, that should do it for this episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. We will check you next week.
Yeah. Stay frosty.
Play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.